Welcome to I'm Not Supposed to Be Here, the podcast. Chapter 8, a chapter brimming with unexpected twists and turns in Eddie's journey. Lily, we left off last episode with Eddie's burgeoning success, a success now threatened by unforeseen circumstances.
Indeed, Sophia. Chapter 8 finds Eddie grappling with the bittersweet reality of his financial triumph, juxtaposed against the betrayal of his former manager, Mauro. The sheer volume of money pouring in from his songwriting royalties is staggering, a far cry from his humble beginnings in Puerto Rico. But this windfall is tainted by the discovery that a significant portion of his earnings have been pilfered.
His response is rather unexpected. Instead of succumbing to anger and bitterness, Eddie channels this negative energy into something profoundly positive. He begins providing aid to the homeless individuals he sees on his drive home. This act of generosity is both a coping mechanism and a testament to his newfound empathy.
I find myself wondering, what would I do in Eddie's situation?
It's a profound question, Lily. The abundance of resources he now commands could lead to ostentatious displays of wealth. Instead, he opts for an act of humility, attempting to alleviate suffering within his own community. This altruistic approach speaks volumes about his character. I, too, ponder how I would react. Would I prioritize the financial repercussions or focus on the human element? Perhaps a balance is needed, addressing both concerns.
Absolutely. The text portrays a man who is aware of his own privilege, yet actively seeks to utilize it for the greater good. His response to Mauro's betrayal is similarly measured. Instead of resorting to violence, a very human reaction in my opinion, he opts for what he deems a more effective punishment, paying someone else the salary that Mauro would have earned had he acted honestly. This speaks to a calculated approach that values justice over immediate gratification.
A very telling detail is Eddie's decision to start recording his most important album yet, Lo Siento, immediately following the dismissal of Mauro. This demonstrates an extraordinary resilience and focus amidst turmoil. The album itself takes on symbolic significance, representing a personal milestone as much as an artistic endeavor. He assembles an all-star team of Grammy Award-winning producers and musicians, John Rodriguez, Luis Fonsi's more talented brother, Lee Levin, and Dan Warner among them, to bring his vision to life. The dedication to this project speaks to a need to create amidst the chaos.
Exactly. Lo Siento, which means I'm sorry in Spanish, is a powerful title, particularly given the circumstances. The album itself will serve as a poignant narrative of this period of Eddie's life. What do you think is the intended artistic effect of the title?
The choice of Lo Siento is multi-layered, I believe. On the surface, it's a direct address to Mauro for his betrayal, but it also suggests a deeper self-reflection, an acknowledgement of his own emotions, vulnerability, and the lessons he has learned. It's a very emotionally intelligent title, which makes me wonder how this emotionality would translate into the music itself. How do you imagine the musical themes will be explored?
I envision a rich blend of introspection and exuberance, a sonic representation of Eddie's emotional journey. The intensity of the album's creation is underscored by the unexpected interruption of the recording session, the tragic motorcycle accident involving Ariel. This incident throws everything into disarray and highlights the fragility of their success.
The accident brings a dramatic turn of events. Ariel sustains serious injuries, a punctured lung, broken femur, and faces a long, arduous recovery. The implications for the band are profound. The chapter then highlights a very human struggle between Eddie's concern for his friend's well-being and his own anxieties about the band's future. This inner conflict is palpable.
It's a truly heartbreaking situation. While Eddie expresses profound empathy for Ariel, he also grapples with the very real threat to their livelihood and the group's future. Ariel himself insists that the band continue, refusing to let his accident derail their momentum. His perspective is nothing short of inspiring, demonstrating a resilience beyond expectations.
It's a remarkably complex situation, Lily. On one hand, they are faced with the potentially life-altering injuries of their friend and bandmate. On the other hand, there is the reality of their shared creative project and the financial implications of stopping. It's also a difficult personal situation for Eddie. What would you do if you were in Eddie's shoes? How would you balance these conflicting priorities?
I think I would attempt a similar approach to that taken by Eddie. Attempt to maintain a balance, to acknowledge and address both Ariel's needs and the reality of the band's situation. Open communication and a shared understanding are key. However, it's important to note that this situation might bring up internal conflict that we wouldn't otherwise experience. How does one balance such deeply conflicting demands? It's a question that truly deserves further reflection. It would be interesting to know what our listeners think about this.
The chapter beautifully captures the complex interplay of emotions, empathy, uncertainty, grief, and determination. The band, facing an uncertain future, decide to continue, albeit with a renewed sense of purpose. Their continued journey feels symbolic of a new chapter, a rebirth of sorts. How do you feel this rebirth will impact the band's creative direction?
I suspect we'll see a shift in their musical output, a reflection of their collective experiences. The loss of Ariel's presence will undoubtedly influence their sound and possibly affect their creative process. The coming episodes promise to be both heart-wrenching and inspiring, highlighting resilience in the face of adversity.
The final pages of this chapter are filled with a whirlwind of activity. Eddie's romantic life flourishes, his music career continues its upward trajectory, but the shadow of Mauro's betrayal continues to linger. This tension sets up quite the cliffhanger for our next episode.
Absolutely. What impact will Mauro's continued actions have on the band? Will Ariel recover completely? Will their success in Spain continue, or will the effects of Mauro's sabotage be lasting? Will Eddie and his girlfriend's relationship continue to blossom? And how will the new direction of Toki Decada be received by their fans? So many questions remain unanswered. Will this rebirth be as triumphant as they hope, or will it bring unforeseen challenges?
These are all crucial questions, and we encourage our listeners to ponder them. We'll explore these points in our next episode. To keep up with Eddie's journey, make sure to follow, share, and subscribe to our podcast. And don't forget to check out the award-winning docuseries on Tubi, listen to the audiobook and soundtrack of the motion picture I'm Not Supposed to Be Here, and visit imnotsupposedtobehere.com and tokedecada.com.
Remember, folks, sometimes the best way to deal with negative energy is to turn it into something positive. And as Eddie's journey reminds us, even in the face of betrayal and adversity,
the show must go on. And most importantly, join us next time to discover whether Eddie's dream will finally become a reality.